This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm John Weber. The 2016 Philadelphia Fringe Festival begins today, and chances are you're among the 40,000 people planning to sample the festival's diverse menu of theater, dance, music, and visual arts from around the world. This is the festival's 20th year. Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn recently met up with the president and founding producing director, Nick Stuccio, at the Fringe Arts Building to reflect on the many years. She asked him how it all got started.
A lot of it was born from desperation, which was I was a 31-year-old dancer who came at the end of his career and needed something else to do. And this festival thing seemed like a good idea. I met a bunch of local artists and designers and thinkers who we all had this idea together to mount this festival. And it was something that the city was really ready for. There were artists in kind of all these underground places, self-presenting their poetry, their crazy drag shows that were in the storerooms of restaurants, in the basements of bars, in crazy little out-of-the-way places no one knew about. But they were there, and there were people finding this stuff. Those were called audiences, I came to understand. And it needed somebody who needed a job, like myself, to organize them and galvanize them and say, let's make something out of these great ideas. And clearly, there was a market. Again, the conditions were perfect.
A renaissance.
Well, there was.
It was a moment in time. A connecting of the dots, rather.
That's right. Because back in the early 90s, there was, I think, four cultural groups. There was the ballet, there was an opera company, there was the drama guild, the art museum, and the orchestra. And that was it. The regional theaters were just getting going.
Well, there was the music scene.
Of course. a huge music scene. Always was. That's the spine of the culture of this the city, for sure. But contemporary performance culture was absolutely fledgling.
During the 20 years, you started your family. You have teenagers now. Is growing and raising a family a little like growing and raising the Fringe? They've been happening at the same time.
Oh, yes. You know what's exactly the same? Is as a parent, and you know what it's like being a parent, you don't know what the hell you're doing, right? And we didn't know what the hell we were doing from day one, but from every mistake you make, you learn. Maybe it takes six mistakes to learn the right thing to do. And that's the same thing. We've done a lot of things wrong, but we slowly found our way through it, and that is the same way that it is to be a parent, at least it is for me. There's no manual, and there's no manual to how to do a Fringe festival, believe me.
I would never ask you to pick favorites when it comes to talking about your children, but I will ask you about performances. Anything memorable over the 20 years that you're just like, I wish we could do that again, or you'll never do that again? It was just so on the mark.
Yeah, there's been a few memorable moments. And it is about audiences. This is about audiences. We did a show by an artist, a French artist named Jerome Bell. It was a local cast. The show was called The Show Must Go On. We did it at the Kimmel Center. And it was a show that was very experimental. It was but a simple idea. Pop songs, 19 pop songs, and the people on stage, the performers, literally did whatever the pop song said to do. David Bowie's Let's Dance, they simply danced. LaVie and Rose, My Life in Red, they sat on the edge of the stage and we put red light in the theater and we just looked at the audience from the stage. It was a beautiful communal experience. And about 10 minutes into the show, people left shouting at the Fringe, this is ridiculous. But then, about 30 minutes in the show, the whole crowd changed. The mood, the feeling in the room completely changed to utter joy. And it became a party, people dancing in the aisles at the end of the show. And that was a moment, that was the knife edge for me, was like either I'm going to get fired and run out of town, that could happen, or this is going to be a really moving experience, and yes, the Fringe is awesome. Thankfully, it went that way.
Were you supposed to last 20 years?
Well, we thought we would do it 1 year to see if we had any basis to do it another year. And we sold all the tickets. And the foundations, the folks who really love and fund culture in this city, said, this is great. We want to fund more artists, but there's nobody to help them find the audience. And you have come along to serve that role. How can we help you? Again, it was kind of dumb luck. We really didn't know what we were doing. We had a passion for doing it, and it caught fire.